fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today to talk about the power of God's Word to help strengthen us in time of trial and difficulty. It seems to me very obvious that as a culture, we're going through tremendous upheaval and great challenge. It's a confusing time politically, socially, culturally. And at the root of that, friends, is a spiritual battle. And a spiritual battle deals with the human heart. And there's a fierce battle between the kingdoms. I mean, the scripture is so clear and the church is so clear that we live in a battle. And St. Paul described it as this present darkness, and that the Lord equips us with weapons of warfare to fight the spiritual battle. And it's so important for those of us who are following the Lord, who are disciples of Jesus, is to remember the bigger picture. Right now in the culture, what people see when they get up in the morning and they feel the anxiety and the fear of what's going to happen, you know, with our health plan, what's going to happen with our relationship with countries around the world, what's going to happen with the immigration issue, what's going to happen with one thing after another, the battle for seating the new Supreme Court justices that may unfold more and more. The whole country's kind of caught up in, I don't like the terminology that much, but a culture war. And so it's everybody's looking at it like what really matters is what's going on politically. And it's dividing people and setting people against one another as if human beings are our neighbors, or other human beings are somehow our enemy. Disciples of Jesus have to step back. We have to take a step back and look at the larger picture. Remembering what St. Paul said, our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's really not. Doesn't mean to say we're not called to stand up for what we think is right and to live according to our conscience and to be engaged in the communities we're a part of. No debate there. That's clear. But what can happen is, in our political discourse, there's a kind of fear that can grip people's hearts and anger that surfaces as a result of feeling unsettled and discombobulated and being intimidated by what looks like a kind of unraveling of things. It creates instability and insecurity. And then people don't know how to react. And anger starts building up with inside people. And then that anger gets directed at other folks. And this is the energy and the end point that disciples of Jesus cannot get to today. We've got to stand, we've got to be detached at a healthy detachment. I don't mean not caring, but a healthy detachment from the disordered energy, the sort of chaotic rage, and the kind of fanatic and panic that's present in the culture. How do we disconnect from that? How do we remain engaged in a healthy way, but not get caught up in it all? Well, what that is the scripture is very clear. It's the passion. It's passion. It's unruly passions. It's not having our passion, our emotions yielded to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, really under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And we see exhortations to this all the time and encouragement in the New Testament. For example, in St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, Paul prays, "May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to God the Father, who has qualified us to share in his inheritance, in the inheritance of the saints in light." Paul is speaking to a community like all the communities in the New Testament at one time or another, really struggling. These are young Christian communities that are emerging in what are essentially hostile pagan cultures and civilizations that make it difficult for them, many of them on a daily basis. And so Paul's exhortation for them is to keep their eye on the prize, keep their eye on the big picture, keep first things first, let the fundamental truth of who you are now in Jesus Christ be the foundation of your life. He's not pretending that brothers and sisters in these Christian communities aren't struggling and don't have real obstacles that they have to face on a daily basis. Some is a matter of life and death. But Paul is reminding them in so many words that, remember what Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulations. But be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. People think that in our own wisdom, with our money and our resources, we're going to fix the world. We're going to change the world's tendency to come to the point where we are again today. Global chaos, breaking down of social institutions, lots of fear, anxiety, panic, rioting, these kinds of things. Friends, this happens again and again and again in societies. Why? Because they're disordered. And why are they disordered? Because they're not under the lordship of God and of his Christ, Jesus. It's human flesh. It's fallen human nature insisting on building its own utopia, being seduced again and again into the lie that we can have utopia here on earth. And we can fix all the world's problems, and that we are the answer within ourselves. We don't have to look to God. In fact, looking to God only makes things worse. That's the kind of assessment that's present in the culture. And friends, there is no hope apart from God. God made us. We belong to him. He sent us his Son to reveal to us the true nature of our struggle. But now in the culture, more and more people simply just want to ignore it. And they say, if people would listen to me, the culture would be fixed. It's those bad people over there, it's those hateful, bad people over there who are messing it all up. Well, that's a delusion. It's a lie. Well, do people contribute to it? Sure. But the fundamental problem is much deeper. And so again, just listening to Paul, this is his prayer for them. May you be strengthened with all power. So that's his prayer for you and for me today. May you be strengthened in this time of real weakness and panic in people's lives. Okay, how are you strengthened? Where does that come from? Paul says, with all power according to his glorious might. Paul knew that when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, he encountered the Lord of the universe, the God of all creation. Paul came up against a force and a power so great, so majestic, so beautiful, so holy, so wonderful. It completely opened his eyes and his heart to the reality of God. And he understood who the Lord was. And he knew where, when Jesus said the words, you will be clothed with power from on high. Be not afraid, I'm with you always. In this world you will have tribulation. The world's going to hate you. Don't be surprised. The world's going to hate you because it hated me first. This is not your home. This is a battlefield. The battlefield of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the disordering powers of sin and death. That's what's present in this world. John Paul II, just prior to being elected pope, said we're now entering into the final confrontation between the gospel and the anti-gospel, between the church and the anti-church, between Christ and the antichrist. This battle lies, he says, within the plans of divine providence. And all of God's people now are called to enter into this battle. At the root of everything we're seeing, friends, is a spiritual battle. And Jesus has strength for us. And this is what Paul is saying, that through the glorious might of Jesus, by laying hold of the truth of Christ, of walking with Jesus through daily prayer, frequent reception of sacraments, communion with brothers and sisters, obeying the Lord and being engaged in the things the Lord has given us to do each day, one day at a time, one step at a time. Remembering that you're not alone, and each day bringing your emotions and your thoughts under the Lordship of Jesus. Because you will have days when the panic and the anxiety and the rage that's in the world is going to affect you. And the enemy's going to try to tempt you to give into it and to get caught up in all of that. So you end up saying things and doing things and feeling things that are completely unhelpful. And you come under the power, not of the glorious strength of the Lord, and not his glorious might given to us in the power of the Holy Spirit. But what we do is we come under the flesh and the rage and the anger and the power and the domination again of the flesh. And our battle is against the world, the flesh, and the devil. So you have to resist the world. You have to resist the lies of the devil, the lies of the world that say, no, this is what's most important, and you should be filled with rage, and you should be filled with anger, and it's somebody else's fault. St. Peter says, keep your head in all situations. Be sober, be clear-headed, so that you can pray. Pray, friends. Let the light of Christ come through you. It's either going to be the foolishness and the disorder of the flesh, or it's going to be the peace of Christ that passes all understanding. And the challenge for us in this moment is to lay hold of that truth. Like I mentioned yesterday, Jeremiah described how he discovered. He said, when I found your word, I devoured it, and it became my joy and the happiness of my heart. There's a man who lived through tremendous difficulty and trial, and he knew true joy, and he knew happiness deep within his heart. The circumstances of our society and culture are not going to bring you happiness. It's not going to bring you joy. You can't find it there. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. It comes from living in the power of the Spirit, who's leading us to be conformed to the person of Jesus. So let me read Paul one more time before we conclude today's program. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness, and he's transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. Right here, right now, we've been delivered from the dominion of darkness, that dominion that is seeking to set one human being against another, one nation against another. We need to be clear-headed, to walk in the light, in the strength, and the majesty of Jesus, to seek him and hunger after him, and let him give you strength for each day. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.